Welcome to today's prospecting call with Danny Johnson. I believe Danny's already on the line and ready for today's call. Danny, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Carrie. I appreciate it. Okay. Well, hello, everybody. You guys had a good week last week. I'm actually impressed with how many of you were able to get your homework assignment in. I was really proud of you for stepping it up on that one. And then, of course, stepping it up on some dials. Let me go ahead and give you some idea of numbers. Now, again, we only had a couple of days of you guys reporting from the time that I talked to you last week. So here we go. There's 132 of you that reported your numbers. There's 142 in the class, but 132 who actually did their homework. So it's only 10 that didn't, and that's pretty darn amazing. I'm really proud of you, that many of you, for making sure to follow directions and do what you are required to do to be in the class. So that means 10 of you that we did not get your homework. Let me just get that out of the way right now and call the list. If I call your name, it means that we did not get it. So if you actually saw, the screen say, thank you for your survey, then that means that we should have gotten it, and then that means it's something in cyberspace. So you're the only one that knows whether or not you diligently filled in that survey and saw those words once you press send, that it said, thank you, we received your survey. So Julia Bevan, Kimani Cadney, Winona Colson, Peter Cruz, Tiffany Ewing, Udoka Omenukur, Cynthia Penny, and Deborah Yeager. If you know that you saw that screen and it said, thank you for your survey, you need to call the office and make sure and get that homework assignment in and let them know that there was some kind of cyber thief between that email and our records that somehow it didn't translate. So I just want to make sure that if you know truthfully that you sent it in, then I don't want you to be cut from the class with no refund and no access to the MP3 of the classes that you're missing because it's something out of your control. So we had 142 attendees and 132 that reported. Now check this out. From your first week, so from from your initial homework assignment, sending in your numbers, that group of people did 2,637 dials. But here we are. Since you and I talked last week, check out these numbers. They almost doubled. In fact, they did double, 5,393. That's how many dials were done with this 142 or 132 people. Conversation, 896 conversations. Presentations, 334. 64 people enrolled. What does that mean? So that means that you are either in the direct sales industry and you brought in some kind of a business partner. You signed up a distributor, however it's way that you communicate that. New clients, it's 45 new clients. Total new between clients and enrolled is 109, because those are 109 actions or 109 closes. So we have a total of $21,000. $21,654 that was made amongst the 132 of you, from the efforts of dialing, presenting, closing. That's the income, that was generated from that. So good job. Also, I see the vast majority of you do have the MP3, and want to make sure that you guys are listening to those again, because we want to master, right? We want to master that. And as well as you guys know exactly where your PNC Hub is, there is a Facebook page called the PNC Hub, and you want to congregate over there because you can ask questions there. We've got people that are manning that particular page to be able to help you, and or honestly, I'm one of those that I feel like the best thing to do is just call. I hate email. I can't stand, I don't message through Facebook through something like this, but definitely would be messaging through pick up the phone, call, get a live person. It's the quickest way to get the problem solved if there is a problem or if there is a question. It really is. And we have the nicest, most precious people. You've got Nellie, Nate, Joseph, and Isaiah who are ready to serve you and to help you immediately. And so, but inside your back office at DannyJohnson.com, when you log in, you enter your username and your password, click on event recordings located on the left side of the page, and then click online April 2018, because this is an online event, online class, under either prospecting or closing classes. And then there you're going to find your class schedule, your homework links, the due dates, the MP3 links, and the link to purchase if you haven't done that already, because it's part of your homework assignment. And then your Facebook group link. So everything is right there in your back office at DannyJohnson.com. If you need help like I would need help finding that crap, then just call the office. They will be willing to help you. And they're not going to make you feel stupid or retarded, because I am an absolute tech retard person. My brain just doesn't work in that direction. I was gifted not in tech. I have kids that were, but I am not. So anyway, you can find all that. So this Thursday is when you're going to get this week's homework assignment. Okay, today's April 17th. So your homework assignment is going to be due on Sunday, the 22nd. You're going to receive the email from us on the 19th, all right? Okay, I'm actually here in Washington, D.C., looking over the river right now. I'm right here, like, just... it's cold, by the way. If you guys are coming in, it's really freaking cold here. It was 40-something degrees when I woke up this morning. And I wanted to also let you know, because there's a bunch of people that called last week going, is Danny okay? Yes, Danny is fine. I don't know if you saw the video that my husband had done with walking on his treadmill while he's working. Well, I have a bike in my I have access to a bike, like a not a bike, but a yeah, like a recumbent bike. And I was like, you know what? I hate sitting for 3 hours. It drives me crazy from the prep to go into the class and then the class. So I'm like, I'm just gonna pedal. I'm gonna pedal loose, I'm gonna pedal really light, just so that I'm keeping my body moving and I'm not just sitting there doing nothing. And apparently you could hear it. So I apologize. I should have told you up front. I'm pedaling while I'm teaching the class. Why? Man, my ability to focus and think and all of it was just so much sharper. It was amazing. So I'm not pedaling today because that would be happening in the gym. And they got this stupid disco music in the gym. So I'm not going to have you listening to disco music while I'm teaching the class. So I'm sitting, and we're going to do the classroom this way. But there is a good chance that next week I will probably be cycling while I'm teaching the class. So, and again, it's just keeping my body moving. You know, when you're this age, you got to keep your blood flowing. So, so anyway. Okay, so the first person I'm going to roll, actually, first thing I'm going to get off here with is the numbers for each one of you. Each week, we're going to be tracking who is the top in cold market, lukewarm, and warm market, because we have all three that are here. And we're going to recognize five different categories. And so if I were you, I'd be shooting for each one of those categories. So most dials, I'm really proud of this young man. I worked with him last week, and that's Lane Hamilton with 386 dials. So he did exactly what I asked him to do, and I'm really proud of him for doing that. He only had a few extra days left to increase his dials, and he did that. And he actually took the number one spot in three different categories. In fact, there are a couple people that took it in a couple categories. So we have Lane Hamilton. You know, he's in the insurance industry, and 386 dials. We have Lindsay Krause with 134 for lukewarm market, and Natalie Rodriguez for 260. So those three led the class in the most dials, kicked everyone's bootay. And the one I really want to point out is Natalie Rodriguez. To have warm market 260 dials, I mean, this is serious effort, and she was at the top last week as well. That's an unusual warm market effort, and she's somehow going for the gold. We have the most conversations. Number one, Lane Hamilton, 40, with cold market. Lindsay Krause stomped him with 69 for a lukewarm market. Guys, I want you to be writing this down because this is showing you what is possible. And Lane is the only one on a full-time effort. Lindsay is a part-time effort. So and working lukewarm market, which means that these are people that she's situationally prospecting. Just when she's out and about, she's using what is in there. She's in the direct sales industry, so she's using, things like six figures in 6 months, the training system that's in there to be prospecting situationally. That's creating a market. It's creating a warm market, actually. So it's a lukewarm market. So six figures in 6 months. Is what she's using, that whole process. If you're like Lane and you're not in the direct sales industry, then it would be unlimited success. Unlimited success, again, for the general market of sales. But six figures in 6 months is just solely for those that are in the direct sales industry. We have Natalie Rodriguez with 42 warm market conversations. Brought to a presentation, Lane Hamilton, again, number one in cold market with 25. Lukewarm market is Sandy Clemens with 16 and Natalie Rodriguez with 40 with warm market. Okay. So again, warm market is your own personal list of resources, people that you've known your entire life. We talked about you getting that list up to 2,000 people, and just get it done, right? Just not thinking about it, not prejudging the list, not predetermining who would or who wouldn't, and not predetermining who you're afraid to talk to, who you're not. You're literally just writing down data. They're just people that you've met throughout your entire life. That is called warm market. Now, of course, some are more warm than others, like, you know, your parents versus someone you haven't talked to in 20 years, but it's still warm market. Most enrolled. Again, I want you to be writing these numbers down because you need to see these numbers that I'm reading to you are your goals. That's the thing that you want to be shooting for. What these people are doing, they are the ones to beat. And if your name has been called, guess who is the one to beat? You. You need to beat your last best. Okay? So if your goal, if you like Sandy Clemens, had 16 presentations, then 17 would be her goal for this week. Okay, most enrolled for cold market, Judy Lowry. And Judy Lowry is working really cold market. We're talking extra cold market. What do I mean by that? I mean that she literally is caught, it's almost like dialing out of the white pages, the proverbial white pages. What do I mean by that? She literally is looking people on Google, doing Google searches. She's in the pet industry. She's looking for dog breeders. These people don't know her. They haven't inquired about her business. They haven't inquired about her product. They're not actively looking for what she has. At least they don't know that they are. And so that's a really cold, cold market. We talked about that last Tuesday as well, versus an ad campaign. So Judy Lowry closed 3 deals with cold market last week. Susan Yoder with lukewarm market, 7 deals. Darrell Ingeveld with 4 deals for warm market. All right. So again, if you pick the market you're working with, and these are the numbers to beat. Most clients, who added the most new clients would be, Gloria McClellan, who we worked together last week, 2 that she closed for cold market, Taryn Leiker with 4 for lukewarm market, and, Deborah Tuttle with 5 for warm market. All right. So make sure you're writing these numbers down because these are your goals. All right. Now, how do you achieve those goals? You focus on it. You stop focusing on the fear. You stop writing in questions like, gosh, I just don't know what to do. I'm petrified. Why do I feel stuck in fear to make calls? Because you're focusing on the fear of making calls instead of going after what you want. Quit focusing on what you don't want, Billy Nixon, and start focusing on what you do want. All right? Okay, let's pull up the first person that I'm going to role play with. It's going to be Tishon Bradley Noy. It's going to be the very first person that we are going to work with 363 dials, 13 hours worth of work, and 11 conversations. So, Tishon, please press number 1 and say hello. I don't know if you can hear that drill, but there's
Tishon, your line's open.
Awesome. I don't know if you guys can hear that drill or not. I promise it's not me. It's a drill from a construction worker. Love all that construction. Tishon, hi. Okay, Tashawn, where are you? Say hello. Are you muted? Did you mute yourself? Okay, sounds like we lost her. Going once. She's sweating. Going twice. She's nervous. You can see her line is there, but we can't.
Yeah, her line is definitely there and open.
Hello.
Okay, what happened, girl?
I went to the restroom.
Are you serious right now?
Yes, I hit you on speaker.
Gosh, you're funny. Okay, well, I'm glad I was muted when you went to the bathroom. All right, so let's go ahead. Do you have your script in front of you? Are you ready to do this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, what page are you reading from so everyone can follow along?
I am on page 16.
Okay. Roll. All right, so just so everyone knows where we're at, Tashawn works cold market. She's in the travel industry. She purchases leads from a lead vendor that's geared towards building a business and making money from home. So this is somewhat of a qualified lead. And the best script for that is page 16 in the first script book, the green script book, as we affectionately call it. Okay. All right,
hey,
let's roll. Hi.
Hi, Danny. Oh. Who's doing who?
You are doing me.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
This is Noy. I was calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
What do you have?
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
To save us both some time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Are you currently working from home?
No.
What do you do for a living?
I work in an appliance center.
Was that an appliance center?
Yeah.
What do you do there?
I'm actually the rent-to-own manager.
Okay. How long have you been working in this appliance center?
About 3 months now.
What do you like about it?
What do I like about it? I love running the reports. I like crunching out the numbers. I like finding the right kind of match for the customer.
Okay. What do you dislike about it?
I work with some creeps.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you thinking about replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
I am looking at, I think initially I could do something part-time, but it'd be great to get away from the creeps.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
Danny, are you married?
No, ma'am.
Hello.
Huh. What happened? Can you hear me? Hello? Where did she go? Hello?
Her line is gone now, Danny. I'm not sure if it was.
Okay.
If she
it was
just
her
lost,
phone.
Lost connection or. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll wait for her to call back in. This is a bummer because I have a bunch of stuff. Okay, so I'm gonna Carrie. You just interrupted me when she's back in. Carrie, can you hear me?
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right, so guys,
yes, I can hear you, buddy.
Okay, perfect. Because I have full bars, I don't know why my phone was doing that or if it was hers. All right, so I want to point out a couple of things while we're waiting for. She called herself Noy. I don't know if you could hear it. And I don't know how many times she has read this script, but she's got to get to the point where she's read it thousands of times, so she doesn't sound like she's reading, but that she owns it. And that she's meaning the words in which she is saying, that they're not just words on a piece of paper that you're reading robotically, but that you actually mean what you're saying. You know, like when you say, you know, hi, Danny, how's it going? Like, you mean those words. You know, this is Noy. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you? So can you see the difference versus this? Okay. Hi, Danny, how's it going? This is Noy. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you? So there's a big difference between both of those. So when you mean the words you're saying, you're going to have the right tone. You're going to have the right meaning behind them. You're going to have the right friendly yet still professional tone that we're looking for with the script, so that someone doesn't feel like you're a telemarketer. Is she back on?
I'm here.
We do,
hi.
Yes. I was
okay.
Just about to interrupt
awesome.
You. We do
thank
have
you.
Tayshaun back on.
Thank you. So, Tayshaun, I'm going to stop us right here because I know what the problem is, and the problem
okay.
clearly is that you don't mean the words you're saying.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so meaning you're just robotically reading words, and so therefore I can tell that you're reading versus meaning what you're saying. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So if you were to mean the words, you know, read the first line like you mean it.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
There we go. Okay, so I can feel you are connected to that statement. It's probably a little slower than I want it to be, but at least I can feel that you mean what you're saying. And so oftentimes when it comes to people reading scripts, they read it like a robot. And this is the thing you have to look at, guys. Robots are already here, and the only thing they cannot do currently is mean what they're saying. And as soon as they're able to do that, guess what? Your jobs are obsolete. And so you need to humanize this script. Don't sound like a telemarketer. Don't sound like these words don't mean anything. They actually have meaning. They actually have purpose, right? So fact is, you know, Tayshaun, do you want to be called Noy or Tayshaun?
Noy.
Noy is your name. Okay. Beautiful name, by the way. What does it mean?
I'm sorry. Say that again, please.
What does your name mean?
Not sure.
What's
I get that? It from my husband.
You get it from what?
I get it from my husband.
Noy. Okay, so it doesn't have a meaning. It's just a nickname.
Yes, ma'am. His
okay,
last
cool.
name.
Gotcha. You got it from your husband. I get you. It's your husband's last name. Okay, cool. So you don't go by your given name?
No, ma'am.
Okay, cool. All right, so I want you to add meaning to the words you are saying, all right? So this is Danny. I'm calling you back. You're requesting more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Okay.
So you can hear that I mean those words.
Okay.
Right? Versus, hi, Noy, how's it going? This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Okay.
Can you see the difference?
Okay.
Can you or can you not see the difference between those two?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. All right. So, like, do you have a pen and paper handy? I mean those words versus do you have a pen and paper handy?
Okay.
To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Oh,
that those words, the way I'm communicating those words, and again, when you listen to the MP3 of this, it might sink in, okay, versus this, okay? To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
All right.
One is friendly. One is connected to the other human on the other side of the phone. The first example is disconnected. And the whole point of building trust with a prospect, especially in the cold market category, is to develop
yes.
trust.
Okay.
And we cannot develop trust if we are not connecting to them. And part of the connection is feeling the words in which we are saying. So there's one place that I actually felt you, and that is when I said, yeah, I work with a bunch of crews. And you're like, oh, no. But then you skipped right over that. That was like the place where we connected. That's the first place that I felt like a human was talking to me.
Okay.
And you skipped over it.
Okay.
So in the section on page 16 where it says some questions to ask are.
All right.
The word some indicates what?
Some questions.
Indicates that there could be more questions to ask?
Right.
Right? This segment down here, this paragraph, this last paragraph on page 16 with all these questions should take 5 minutes.
Okay.
You should spend about 5 minutes right there. The rest of the script takes 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so it's 10 minutes to 12 minutes max. But this segment, no less than 3 minutes on this section. No less. So this is where we are connecting. That's the important thing, connecting to the person. So when I said, yeah, I work with a bunch of creeps, what could you have said there? Come on, you have a woman on the other end of the phone who works for an appliance store.
Go ahead. I guess I could have said, wow, that's difficult. Or something about, I feel sorry for you.
No, what about, okay, so that's interjecting you into the conversation.
Okay.
But how could you keep me talking about my need or my goal?
I don't know.
Okay, so let me show you.
Okay.
Right here, what do you like about what you do? Presents from what that question does is it causes the prospect to give us what their strengths are.
Okay.
Okay. So you know how in First Steps to Success and Unlimited Success, actually, no, for you, 6 figures and 6 months, which you own it, okay? And six
mm-hmm.
figures and 6 months, we talk about sign, right? We talk about form, F-O-R-M.
Yeah.
Family, occupation, recreation, and message. That's basically what's right here in page 16. And we're looking for their sign, their strengths, interests, goals, and needs. The question that reveals the sign, the strengths, is what do you like about it?
Okay.
This question also reveals, ignore that text message, this question also reveals
mm-hmm.
their gem. Tells us
okay.
what gem they are. So do you remember what my answer was to what I liked about working in an appliance store?
The fact that you have decent people to work with.
Well, it sounds like your personality likes to work with people, so you paid attention to that.
Okay.
But I didn't say that.
Okay.
What did I say? What did I say?
I didn't write it down.
Okay. All right. So here, I'm so glad I asked you that question. When you're going through page 16 right here, you must write down what they are saying because you're going to repeat that back to them on page 19.
Okay.
You're also going to repeat it back to them when you go to give your script on page 17. That is the information you are going to use to lead them to your business package of $9,500.
Okay.
All that they reveal to you right here on page 16, that is the gold that will carry them to the website, the gold that you will lead them to buying that package, the gold that you will lead them to coming to First Step Success this weekend in Washington, D.C. It is the gold that you are going to lead them to keep pressing on in their business. All of this
okay.
on page 16. You're looking for their sign, okay?
Yes.
So versus what I just heard you say is you translated what I said into what you like. You don't sell what you like. When
right.
it comes to professional sales, you sell what the prospect likes.
Okay.
Not what you like.
Right.
Okay, so I want you to think about it again. What did I say? What did you like about what do you like about what you do?
What do I like about what I do?
No. Try to remember what I said. I said something about reporting.
I don't know, Danny.
Okay. So what I said something to the fact of I like the reporting, collecting the data, having all the reports balanced. I like also being able to match the right product with our customers.
Okay.
So you've been through GEMS, which is our personality screening program and profiling program. What GEM am I based on what I just said?
You are a
I like reporting. Yes, I'm an emerald. Yep, I'm an emerald. I like details. I like reports. I like when things are balanced. I like matching up the customer with the right product.
Okay.
Okay, so that means I'm an emerald. Okay?
Right.
So now you log that in your head. Okay, I got an emerald here. So
okay.
Once you graduate through creating a dynasty several times and you study GEMS several times, then you'll start to learn how to talk to an emerald. But what you're going to keep is this reporting, this data. Let me ask you a question. The business that you have, is there data that is collected?
Yes, it is.
Yes, there is. Are there details?
Yes, there is.
Is there organization?
Yes.
So these are my strengths.
Okay.
So that's how you're going to pitch the business to me on page 19.
Okay.
When it goes to, we're pre-training a lot of people right now. We'll be making the decision here real soon. The sooner that you can get to the website, the better. And depending on your response to the information, we'll determine whether or not we'll work together and where you fit in on our team on the page 19. So if you're available, I have appointment slot available today at 1 o'clock, and I'll call you back and see if it's a fit. Now, make sure you pay very close attention to what's on this website, because this site is going to show you exactly how to use your ability to collect data, handle the details.
Okay.
To be able to look at these reports and fine-tune them, making sure things are balancing, and match the right service for the right client perfectly. Without, Danny, dealing with the creeps who are following you to your car every night. Because if you would have asked me more questions about the creeps, I would have given you a lot of story to give you in your mouth to repeat back to me.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So, the creeps. Let's get back to the creeps. So, the question of what do you like about what you do reveals the strength. That's the S of sign.
Okay.
It also reveals some of my interests. And so right there, a great question to ask. When I said I really like matching people up to the right product, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you would say, tell me more about that.
Okay.
Tell me more about that. Or what does that look like exactly? You want me to talk more about what I like about what I do. And you want me to talk more about what I don't like about what I do. Because what I don't like reveals what? Think about it. If I'm talking about what I don't like about what I do, what of the sign, the S-I-G-N, strengths, interests, goals, and needs, does the what do you not like reveal?
Interest? No.
No. We have strengths, interests, goals, and needs. If I'm talking about what I don't like, I'm talking about the creeps, what does that give you? What of the sign, the acronym sign, does that give you? What answers does it give you?
The needs? I don't need to deal with these idiots.
Yes. So when I'm talking about what I don't like, I'm telling you what my needs are.
Right.
I'm also I'm also possibly revealing some of my goals.
Okay.
All right. So you want to spend a little bit more time right there.
Okay.
I'm going to walk you through this so you can feel it. All right?
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
All right.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Noi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Well, what do you do?
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes.
Okay. To save us both time, I just need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. Now, are you currently working from home?
No.
Okay. What is it that you do?
I'm a dog walker.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
I put ads in the newspapers and also word of mouth, and whenever you want to, or whenever you're not able to walk your dogs, you call me up and I'll run by your house and take care of them.
That's amazing. How long ago did you start that business?
About a month ago.
Okay. What do you like about it?
All the different dogs that I have the opportunity to service.
Okay. What did you do before, Noi?
Worked for Burger King.
Really? And what did you do for them?
I was a fry cook.
A fry cook? Okay. And how long were you with Burger King?
About a month.
All right. And prior to that?
I didn't have a job.
You didn't have a job. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so why did you leave Burger King?
I got burnt taking some fries out of the fryer. They just sort of let me go.
Okay. Now, have you ever worked prior to Burger King in anything?
No.
Okay. Noi, I'm going to time us out right now. Noi, are you being a prospect or are you being yourself?
A prospect?
I need you to be you.
Okay.
Because, be you. Like how you naturally would be in this prospecting call. Who you are.
Okay.
Versus randomly picking someone else. By the way, I was being me when I was 17 working in an appliance store. I never fake to be someone that I'm not. I just pick different. When I'm role-playing with you guys, I'm just picking different parts of my life.
Oh, I thought that we were, like, totally role-playing.
No, we are role-playing, but you're being the prospect. Let me ask you a question. Were you once a prospect prior to getting started with your travel business?
I believe I was, yes.
Yes, you were. You absolutely were. And was it a friend that got you started, or did somebody read you this exact script on the phone that then led you to the business?
Someone read me this is exact.
No way. So it means it worked.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Because honestly, if I have a dog walker and a Burger King fry cook, this is not a good prospect. It's only done something for 1 month at a time who has never worked prior to that. They do not have the ability to commit. So I wanted to find out if you were being you, which I had a strong feeling you weren't being you. or if you were being pretending to be someone else.
I was pretending to be someone else.
Yeah, no need to pretend to be someone else. Let's get back down to it. So are you currently working from home? And by the way, you're not in your business yet, so this is prior to
your business.
Okay.
No.
What is it that you do?
I'm a diesel technician.
Really?
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been a diesel technician for 12 years.
Okay. How did you get involved in that industry?
I had a 1998 Isuzu pickup that I wanted to learn how to work on myself because I did not trust the dealership. So I went to school and I learned the trade. And while I was in school working on the small engines, I saw the big engines, and I switched and started taking those courses.
You have to be kidding me. This is amazing. Wow. Wow. Okay, so can you explain to me what your duties look like on a daily basis as a diesel tech?
It just all depends on the work that we had, but basically I would basically work on engines, change oil, change tires, just basically work on vehicles.
Okay. What do you like about what you do?
Actually, I really enjoy the people that I work with.
Tell me more about that.
We were, since
no,
we were
you
there.
No, you are. Because you are still a diesel technician.
Okay. I like the people that I work with. We are like family.
Mm.
We basically help each other complete our task, and just it's a family atmosphere.
Okay. Now, prior to being a diesel tech, what did you do?
I was a courier. I delivered film.
Film, okay. And what did you like about that?
The fact that I had a schedule, and there were places that I needed to be at certain times, and it was just basically like running my own business.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what do you not like about being a diesel mechanic?
Actually, there was, let's see. Really, there wasn't anything that I dislike about that.
Okay. Nothing at all?
No.
Okay. What about being in the courier business? What did you not like about that?
There was nothing that I did not enjoy about that as well.
Was there anything that you liked the least that you did not like, but that you liked less?
Least. In the diesel technician field, cleaning up the oil that I wasted on the floor as I was overfilling the engine.
Tell me why you don't like that.
I walked away from I walked away from my truck and left the oil running.
What part of cleaning up the oil you wasted do you not like? The cleaning part or the fact that you wasted?
Both.
Tell me more about that.
Well, actually, if I was paying attention that day, then I probably would have not wasted the oil. So I should have I should have been focused that day, and I was not.
So does this happen often or once a month, once a year?
Just that one time.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. What about with the courier industry? What did you like the least?
Trying to keep the film dry on rainy days.
Okay. Alrighty. Now, are you looking at replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
Actually replacing my income.
Okay. Are you married?
Yes.
Do you have kids?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been self-employed or owned a home business before?
Yes.
Okay. What level of income are you currently accustomed to?
About $75,000 a year.
Okay. And what kind of income are you looking to generate over the next 12 months?
$250,000.
Okay. Do you have some capital set aside to start your business?
Yes, I do.
All right. You know, Noy, our company has quite a standard for the people that we're looking for, and there's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Noy, how serious are you about starting a home business?
At this point, I'm just sort of curious to what it is.
Okay. So tell me why you're curious.
Well, I don't know if I'm able to, I don't even know what the business is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not even sure if I can do it or not. So
okay.
Can you tell me what the business is?
Yeah. Let me tell you about the company that I work with. We are a five-year-old, $500 million corporation. We have tens of thousands of representatives internationally. We're currently doing business in 14 countries. Just to name a few, we're in Australia, Japan, and the United States. We have tens of thousands of satisfied customers all over the world. And because of their satisfaction, they actually refer business to us on a monthly basis. We're currently debt-free, publicly traded. We've been in a number of different publications. In fact, Noy, have you ever heard of Success Magazine?
Yes.
What about Entrepreneur?
Okay.
Art?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. What about the Oprah Winfrey Show?
I love Oprah.
Yeah. We've actually have been in those publications 14 times in the last 2 years, and we were founded by Mr. John Smith, and the name of our company is XYZ Company. Have you ever heard of us?
No, I have not. Tell me more.
Now, Noy, the person we're looking for has three main qualities. They're a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel like you have these qualities?
I do.
Okay. Do you still have that pen and paper handy?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have internet access while talking to me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What are you near your computer or is it on your smartphone?
I have my laptop right here.
Okay, awesome. If you can pull up your browser, and then I want to make sure and confirm the best email address, because I'll go ahead and send you a link. What's the best email address for you? Go ahead and give me a fake one.
To Sean.
Okay.
5847 at yahoo.com.
Perfect. All right. Do you have that browser up?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. With that pen and paper handy, let's go ahead and write down the URL. And or actually, let me go ahead and the URL is makemoremoneynow.com. M-A-K-E, more, M-O-R-E, money, M-O-N-E-Y.com.
Okay.
Okay. Were you able to, you want to type that in? Want to make sure that you can download the information.
Okay.
Are you on a high-speed connection?
I have AT&T, yes.
Okay. Girl, I got to tell you, I'm so impressed that you're a decent mechanic. Amazing. Yeah, it's really impressive. It's not that often, you know, every day that you meet a woman who is a diesel mechanic for 12 years. It's amazing.
Okay.
Were you able to pull up the website?
Yes, I have it.
Okay. All right, cool. So what I want you to do is make sure and take really good notes, because on this website is the information you requested, so that you'll be able to take those skill sets you have of being incredibly diligent, the ability to learn, like you were able to learn a completely new industry, be able to work with people that feel like family, that help each other and work with one another, and being able to use those incredible skills that you have of paying attention to the details and making sure that you're following through. And at the same time, being able to work in something that is your own. Kind of like when you were in that courier business where it felt like it was your own business and you were able to get things done according to your time schedule, unless, of course, it was raining and then, you know, you had that big challenge of trying to keep everything dry when you were delivering it. Also, where you'll be able to see exactly how you'll be able to make $250,000 a year being able to work from home, okay? So
okay.
Let me give you my phone number. It's
123. Okay.
456.
Okay.
790.
Okay.
123-456-7890. Do you want to read that back to me?
123-456-7890.
Okay, cool. We're pre-screening a lot of people right now, and we'll be making the decision here real soon. So the sooner that you can go through that information on the website, it takes most people about 20 minutes to watch that video that's on the top right-hand screen.
Okay.
Better. And depending on what your response is to this information will determine whether or not we'll work together and where you would fit in on our team. So if you're available, I'm going to call you back at 15 minutes after 2 Eastern time.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
You have an earlier time?
Meaning it's in 20 minutes. I'm going to call you back in 20 minutes.
Okay. All right. That'll be fine.
Okay. I'll call you back and we'll see whether or not this is a match and what your next step might be. So as I said, take really good notes, because on this site is exactly where you'll see Mr. Smith go ahead and give you the details about what the company does, where they do it, how they do it, and you'll see exactly how you'll be able to connect with an organization of people who work just like family. They cover each other. They help each other. They encourage each other, and be able to use those diligent skills that you have, the ability to learn a completely different industry without skipping a beat, and feel that feeling of being able to own your own time, owning your own business, making $250,000 a year. Okay? So I'll call you back in 15 minutes, and then we'll see if it's a match.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right, Tashawn. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, girl. How you feeling?
You did good.
Okay, imagine
that. I just need to connect to this script.
And connect to the person. The point of connecting the script is so you can connect with the person. The script connects with the people as long as you are connecting. All right? So let me just point out a few different things that I did. First of all, you asked me a great question. You're like, I don't know. I'm curious, right? So when I said, you know, tell me how serious you are about starting a home business, the reason why I kept going with you is because you're a great prospect. Look at you. You are fearless. You are freaking fearless. You just forged yourself into a male-dominant field without skipping a beat because you didn't trust the dealership, so you were going to do the diligent work yourself to learn how to be able to take care of yourself. You are independent, right? These are the strengths I'm seeing in you, right? You're a very positive person to work with. You're a very confident woman. There's no challenge too big for you. And I see that in my interview with you when you said I became a diesel tech. First of all, I'm a diesel tech. Da-da, big, giant, glaring sign of, wow, this woman is tenacious. She is persistent. There's no boundary for her. No one can tell her, no, that's a man's industry. She don't give a rip. She doesn't see right. that. So that just says to me, like, this is someone that is entrepreneurial, especially what you liked about the courier business. It felt like your own business. You had your own timeline. You did your own thing. And you had to solve your own problems. And so So even though you said, you know, hey, you know, how serious are you about starting a home bakery? You know, I'm kind of curious right now. I don't really know what it all is. I'm like, no problem. But if you were a jerk, I would have been like, no, I don't know if this is for you. But because of your history, 12 years long in the same industry, then as a courier, learning something totally foreign to you. That's why I wanted to know what you did prior to being a diesel mechanic, was to see what industry did you come from? Was there some relation? And there wasn't a relation. So that means you have an entrepreneurial spirit. So I knew that you were a good prospect, which is why I stuck it with you when you asked me that question. You know, well, I don't know. I'm kind of curious. And then, look, all I did was keep reading.
Okay.
Right? That's all I did was keep reading. And I said, well, tell me why you're curious. Well, I don't know enough about, you know, what this is and whether or not I can do it. Right? Great. Let me tell you about the company I work with. You see where you asked me that question on page 17 towards the top, the second paragraph? So I just kept reading. And the script is designed in a way where you can keep reading no matter what question they ask. So I gave you the company info, right? And then now I'm back to this. I'm back in control of the conversation. We're team players, self-motivated and dependable. You're like, yeah, no problem. Okay. So then do you still have your piece of paper and pen handy? Do you have any internet access while talking to me? I want to confirm your email address. Is this internet access on your smartphone or is it on your laptop? You said laptop. Perfect. Right? Okay. And then I gave you the URL. I got your email. I did not say, is your best email address, and then repeated back to you the email address I already have. Do not do that. Because people give bogus emails, number one. Number two. Okay. The reason why we have all these questions in here is to engage the prospect.
All right.
I want them answering questions. So this is why we ask that question. I want to confirm your email address. What's the best email to contact you at? 50% of the time, they're going to give you a different one than the one they already gave you. So you don't ever want to say, is your email address X, Y, and Z? Don't do that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So then I said I'll be sending you a link. Actually, go ahead and write this URL down. So now I have you actually doing something. I have you physically writing something down. Mm-hmm. I am engaging you. Okay, remember when you started as a diesel mechanic, they let your hands get dirty? They said, go grab this wrench. That was to engage you. That was for you to start taking ownership of what you were doing.
Right.
Okay, so when you have them write something down, when you have them repeat, when you have them give you your email address, they are actually walking on the road to enroll with you. These are the first yeses that they're giving you. This is the first ownership that they're doing with you, okay? So, and then I said, repeat the phone number back. I gave you my phone number. Repeat it back to me. Again, that's engaging with me. That's connecting with me. That's now the prospect taking ownership of something. All right, here's the phone number. All right, versus you just being a talking head and talking over the person, you want to engage them. All right, so now when it came to, go ahead and type this into your URL. Well, we know it's going to take a couple seconds. So then that's when I want to still control the conversation, and I brought up the fact that I admired that you were a diesel mechanic or a diesel tech.
Okay.
I came back to what was important to you versus letting there be dead air. Because if there's dead air there, they're going to start drilling you with questions.
All right.
So this is why I controlled the conversation there. Okay, go ahead. And when I said go ahead and type this, you know, website into your URL, makemoremoney.com. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you that I'm so impressed with the fact that you're a diesel tech. And for 12 years, that's just mind-blowing. Right? You gave me a little chuckle. I got to encourage you. All right. So you want to bring up again, or even get them talking more about what they liked. Right. So I could have went back to, you know, how long have you been married? Just brought up something that you said. You know, I mean, that's when you want to keep the prospect talking while we're waiting for the internet to pull up the website, right?
Okay.
So then I went and make sure and take really good notes. It's on page 18 at the top, right underneath script tip. Make sure and take really good notes because on this website is the information that you requested so that you can, now I repeated your strengths, interests, goals, and needs.
Okay. All right.
And then straight over to page 19. Let me give you my phone number. Again, I'm engaging you. You're writing it down. Can you repeat that back to me? Right? We're pre-screening a lot of people right now. We'll be making a decision here soon. So as soon as you can get to the website, the better. Takes most people about 20 minutes to watch what's on the website. Depending on what your response is to this information will determine whether or not we'll work together and where you fit on our team. You're available in 20 minutes. I'll call you back at 2:15, and we'll see if it's a match and what your next step might be. So does 2:15 work for you? Yes? Okay, great. I'll talk soon. Remember, and this is why I'd like to put this back in, remember, take good notes. You can write that on your script book if you want. Remember to take good notes because on this site is exactly where you will see the information that you requested so that you can work in a family environment with a team that you will enjoy that helps each other out.
Okay.
So you'll be able to use that diligence you have in learning a completely different industry, feeling the exhilaration of being in your own business like you did, like you felt as a courier, and making $250,000 a year.
Okay.
All right. So I repeated what was important back to you, and I led you to the site with that information.
I see.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. That's awesome.
All right, Ladybug. You, by the way, are going to be able to rip this up, and I'm going to tell you why. Because if you're the same woman that dove into the diesel industry 12 years ago, then you can learn to do anything. Learning to do this is much easier than learning to do that. It's just learning.
You're right.
Yep. You got this.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you.
You are very, very welcome. Okay, Carrie, go ahead and have Noy in the class. And then if I can have Lindsay Krause, my next person to role play with. Lindsay Krause, number one, she had 15 hours of work, lukewarm market. She's in the health industry with 134 dials. Which is an amazing effort for lukewarm market. Lindsay, do we have you?
Danny, what was the last name again?
Krause. K-R-A-U-S-E.
Lindsay, your line is open.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hi, Danny. Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Good. Okay. We got some stuff to work out here. What the heck happened? You have 134 dials, 69 conversations, and 6 to a presentation. What happened? Just a bad week, or what's going on?
Yeah. I guess I chalked it up to more work on the front end than results on the back end. So.
Say what?
I guess I chalked it up to more work on the front end and less results on the back end. So I'm following up with people and cultivating those conversations this week.
So with the 69, well, just go ahead and take me to the exact script that you used with the 69.
Okay, so for a portion of them, I used the page 44 script. For the lukewarm leads that were opting in from an ad campaign. And for the other ones, I used the forming script as they had opted into a warm market campaign.
Okay, so hold on.
We were doing.
Page 44, as in the weight loss script, the product script?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So So that should have resulted in a close, because that script is designed to close. And so you're focused on the product. So how many of the 69 were you focused on the product?
Well, all of them.
Okay.
We're focused on the product. A portion of them were focused on the business, but more of them on the product. Yes.
Okay. So of the 69, how many were you driving to a business presentation?
Well, the goal is to get everyone to at least a presentation about the product.
Still... Okay. The reason I'm asking you this question is you're kind of all over the place right now. And so you got to have to pick a path, and that's called a funnel, and run with it. If you're dancing around all over the place in different ways all the time, it makes it very difficult to get good at it and to get results, even track the correct results. So are you saying that – give me the different forms of leads that you were generating again.
Okay, so I have the best success with warm leads, and those are running, like, ad campaigns on social media, but now I'm diving into, like, lukewarm leads, where we created a funnel with an ad campaign that I am reaching out to people based on them opting in. So a small portion of those conversations were from that, but a larger portion was just a warm market campaign that I run on social media where I get people.
What do you mean a warm market campaign? How do you do a warm market campaign?
I throw out a post on social media, and then it gains traction with people telling me about whether or not they, you know, have health struggles or they want more information on nutrition. I'm sharing stories and results from people that have had success with the product so far. And people are telling me that
these are your warm
content. Then,
okay. These are your warm content.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So on the 69, how many of those are what you just explained, the warm?
Probably 50 of them.
50 of them. Okay. And those 50, how many did you talk to?
I talked to all of them. And a
portion of them. You had a verbal conversation with all 69?
Verbal as in, like, through Facebook Messenger.
Mouth.
Most of them are Instagram.
Okay, I got you. All right, so these are not mouth conversations. These are finger conversations.
Yeah, I have a mouth conversation when after they take a look at, like, the presentation. Then I move it to, like, a video chat or a phone call or an in-person close.
Okay. All right. So the 69 is what you're saying is that you talked to, but that was talking through fingertips.
Yeah, most of those conversations, yep.
So where's this number 134 dial?
So these are people that I'm reaching out to. A portion of those were reaching out to, like, actual making phone calls or emailing from leads, that lead campaign. And then the larger portion of those numbers were reaching out and initiating conversations, like, through fingertips, through social media.
Okay. All right, so if you're going to do that, all those different ways, you got to track those things separately for yourself so you know what's actually working, okay? So you know where to spend your time. And so, and especially the time that you're spending on social media, because that is a very indirect kind of way. To me, the faster you get from conversating, like just sparking up a conversation to get them on the phone immediately. Now that's a dial, right? To where we can have a verbal conversation. And that's when you can read a script to somebody and then take them to a presentation and then close them. The Instagram, you have Instagram, you have Facebook. Right? Those are the two social media platforms that you're using?
Yes.
Okay. So I would be tracking those separately so you see which is working best and you fine-tune your method. Because those are two different audiences completely who respond differently. And track your hours, track the amount of hours that you're working in those environments as well. Okay?
Okay.
Then you said you had an ad running where you had leads and you called those people?
That's true.
Okay? So that's a totally different thing. And what script are you using with those people?
That script I'm using page 44 when I get to the point where now what I have been doing with the small percentage of people that I use that script or that I've actually gotten a hold of based on the people that I've called is instead of explaining to them on the phone what the product is, I send them to a 20-minute presentation and then I plan another follow-up call with them.
Okay. The thing I didn't like was 134 dials, 69 conversations, which I think is great, but six people to a presentation out of 69 is so low. That's like 9%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an uphill battle right there. And so I don't know what you changed from before. I mean, is that the way you've always been doing it? Did you change something? Are you a little lost on the path, who you're talking to, what you should be saying?
I guess this week, a majority of those conversations, I funneled them into a, I don't know if this is the right word, it's like a soft exposure. Like we have a group going right now where we are exposing them to the products, but then we're also like leading them through a week-long like nutrition group where we like sprinkle the products in there. And so I was going to follow up with all of those people once they had gone through that soft exposure and then lead them to a more formal presentation. So maybe it's just not happening as fast.
So you changed something.
Yep. That's true.
You changed something, and now you slowed your whole process down.
Yeah, I delayed it by a whole week.
So was this a good change?
No. Based on the results and the upfront work that was put in and the numbers that are coming in on the back end, no.
Good job. So this is why it's so important to track your hours, track your activity, track the results, because the results tell you, people love to get excited about creating new systems, but oftentimes the new system doesn't do anything. All it does is help to relieve the person of boredom. But when you've got a system that's working, small tweaks, this change that you guys made was a huge change, delaying a result for an entire week. There's no urgency in delaying that process. What was broken with the last one? Was your last system broken?
No.
Then why do we change it?
We thought we'd try something new.
Oh, wow, because we were bored.
Uh-huh.
Boredom does not make anybody money. Fixing your boredom. There's only one way to fix your boredom. Get results with what you're currently doing. And go do something else on the side. What does that mean? Take a bath, have some sex, go run, go start a project that's not related to your business. Your business is not, it's not your business's job to relieve you of your boredom. I'm going to say that again. It's not your business's job to relieve you of boredom. Let's think about all the businesses that are out there that are the same exact process over and over and over and over and over and over again. And it never changes. But they make millions and billions of dollars doing the same for McDonald's. What kind of innovation has happened there? the same stupid burger that they've been flipping for the last 60 years. McDonald's didn't all of a sudden get in the clothing business. Now, the guys who own the McDonald's and all the different franchises, they might own other types of franchises or other types of businesses on the side to relieve them of their entrepreneurial boredom. Because that, by the way, is a major weakness of all entrepreneurs, boredom. It's also a major weakness of every Ruby, boredom. And it is what keeps them chasing their own tail because they change a system that is working and working well, and they create something else without looking at the numbers and tracking everything to tell them whether or not that was a good idea. So that's something for you personally, Lindsay, to reevaluate, because I'm looking at this really long process now. 69 conversations through your fingertips, some of which on the phone, and kicking out six people to a presentation. Delay of a whole week. Guess what can happen in a week, Lindsay? Tell me, please. What can happen with those prospects in a week? So tell me right now, girlfriend, with women, A, B, in our incredibly fast market.
They could find something different. They could completely change their minds. They could go spend that money on something else.
All of the above. They will go spend their money on something else. They will find something else. They will change their minds. We live in an urgent market. An urgent market. A now market. I need results now market. We're all competing against Amazon.com. You got somebody thinking about growing their hair. You got somebody thinking about their hormones. You got somebody thinking about losing weight. And now you're going to bring me through this long-ass prospect. I mean, this long-ass process of overindulging me with information that I can find really fast, by the way, and I'll start Googling to see if what you said was true, because now I'm unengaged with you.
Got it.
And by the way, I would, because you were getting some insane results.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay, especially on social media, man. You're trying to capture people, first of all. Captivating of people on social media, let me tell you about Facebook and Instagram. It's a moving parade. Think about a parade. Have you ever been to one? Do they have those where you live?
Yeah.
Okay. You got the horses walking through, right? Then there's the floats, and then there's the drill team, and then there's the school. Okay. That's what Facebook and Instagram is. They're moving parades, which means that that person that you connected with for that moment, she's already seen 50 other deals. She's already seen a bunch of other things. It's dynamic and it's urgent. So the sooner you go from making a quick connection to the phone, talking to a real live person, bam, now you've captured their attention. Right? Because if she's instant messaging you, she's instant messaging who else? Well, Lindsay, you tell me. You spend time on Facebook and Instagram. Is it distracting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An hour blows by and you did not get done what you wanted to get done, right?
Right.
Text messages are coming through. Email notifications are coming in. Notification from Facebook's coming in. Notification from Twitter's coming in. Notification from YouTube is coming in. Then a phone call. So it's best to start a conversation, but get it, I mean, like the initial thing, but then get it to the phone right away because it's the only way you can captivate them. And or, of course, if you have a slick, like a ClickFunnels slick presentation where it's process that is controlling their mind and bringing them to a decision quickly. That's one of two ways. All right, girl, I would go back to doing what works because you are on a timeline. You have a goal to get to Bora Bora. You have a goal of X amount of plans that you are going to close by June 30th, I think. Is that the goal?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you waste weeks?
No.
Nope. So do what you know works. Do what you know works. It wasn't broken. You were closing deals left and right. All right, cool. Thank you. All right, no problem. Next, we're going to bring up Mary Starr, Dr. Mary Starr. Dr. Mary, please press number one. Say hello.
Sorry, Danny. I'm trying to find her.
Dr. Mary, please press number one.
I don't see her on the call.
Too bad. We'll go ahead and take Carrie Carson. Carrie Carson, please press number one.
Hey. Carrie, your line is open.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Amazing job. I want to confirm these numbers. 6 hours. You're working warm market.
Actually, I'm sorry. I'm working cold.
Okay,
I'm working cold, lukewarm, and warm. Yeah.
Okay. I have 106 dials, 14 conversations, 3 brought to a presentation, and you closed all 3.
Yeah.
Animal. Animal. Okay. Of the 106, again, you just finished hearing me talk to Lindsay. How are you tracking this? Because if you're doing all 3 markets, you need to track all 3. And track your results.
Okay.
So where did these 3 closes come from?
They're all coming from cold leads.
Dang, girl. All right.
Is that good? Is that good?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
To close 3 in a week, that's amazing. From cold market, that's profound. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, so, yes. So of the 106 dials, how many of those were cold market?
They were all cold market.
I
chose a script and I stuck with it. I want to get really fine-tuned good with this.
All right. So 106 cold dials, 14 conversations, right? So I say 5% is normal. So you had better than 5%. So you had 14 people that answered the phone. And so, yeah, there's some room for improvement here on, wow, this is amazing. Oh, my gosh, girlfriend, I'm so excited for you. As I'm looking at these numbers. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. This is amazing. Hold on 1 second. I got to switch something up.
You there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, perfect. Okay, this is what's amazing. So you have show up.
Okay. Oops, I just cut out.
You have a 21% show up ratio. And if we double that, what happens to your closing?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? How many closes would you have? If you had 28 conversations and 6 people showed up to the presentation, based on your numbers, how many people would you have closed?
I would have closed. You're saying I would have, if I doubled my 3 to 6, I would have closed 6.
You got it.
Yeah.
So let's work on having more people show up to the presentation. What script are you reading from?
Page 16.
Okay. Awesome job.
Okay.
All right. It's all yours, girl. It's all yours.
Awesome. All right. Thank you. Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
This is Carrie. I'm calling you back. You requested information about working from home. What can I do for you?
It depends. What do you do?
Okay. You have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Awesome. To save us both time, I just need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So what do you do?
I am
I work as a bookkeeper for my dad.
Okay. How long have you been doing that for?
2 months.
2 months, okay. So what did you do before that?
I worked for an appliance shop.
Okay. So tell me more about that.
Well, I was the rent-to-own manager, and so I helped to service clients that couldn't afford to finance their own appliances, but so I would kind of have to determine and analyze whether or not they were a good investment, you know what I mean? Whether or not they
yeah.
paid their bills and whether or not they could afford, you know, a rental payment on an appliance.
Okay, very cool. All right. So tell me, what did you like about that job?
I liked the reporting, and I liked the I liked having my desk super organized and, you know, being able to handle all the details and even, like, the profit margins of the appliances. And I really liked working with the clients and making, like, that perfect match for them, finding the right kind of thing. But, yeah, that's what I liked about it.
Awesome. Okay. So what did you dislike about that?
I worked with some creeps.
Okay. Yikes. Tell me more about that.
Okay, so I want you to picture, like, the proverbial used car salesman with the dander on his polyester navy jacket and the they're flirty, they smell like smoke, they smell like last night's beer, and they follow me out to my car. They just look for every opportunity to come back to my section to just talk to me or look at me. It's just disgusting. Very uncomfortable.
Goodness, that sounds terrible. Yikes.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so tell me, are you thinking of replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
I would like to supplement it.
Okay. All right. Are you married, Danny?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Any kids?
Yes, I do.
How many kids do you have?
One daughter.
Aw. How old?
6 months.
Aw. That's awesome. So tell me, have you ever been self-employed or owned your own home business before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Sorry, I have to... I'm going to switch over real quick. I'm being me. My earphones are about to die.
Yeah, that's what
I'm with you. I'm going to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm actually going to pause this right here because I have some some comments I want to do with you. Carrie, you, I am just so excited about you. I really am. I am so excited. First of all, you sound great and very confident on the phone. You're doing a fabulous job. With the script, and I felt like right away that you were connected to the words in which you were giving right away. And so you did a phenomenal job there. You're like, hi, Danny, how's it going? I didn't feel like you were overly trying to sell me or anything like that. But there is something that I feel is going on, and that is that you're talking over me. You're almost shouting. You're almost shouting. So you want to pay attention to kind of the rhythm of speech that prospect is speaking. So I want to give you the example of what I mean. And when you listen to the MP3 of this section, you're going to hear exactly what I'm talking about. When you hear yourself, you're going to be able to be mindful of it. You'll be aware of talking over the person. Has anyone ever said that to you before?
Probably, but... My mind is so quickly working on the next thing, but I feel that. I feel that. So I totally know what you're talking about.
Okay, that you feel like you're talking over them, like on top of
like
them,
I've got
overshadowing them.
Yes.
Okay.
Like I've got to restrain myself.
Yes. And so, and there's places where you connect, and I can hear it when you connect. And then there's places where you're talking over me. And then there's places where you're like, I don't know what to say next. So it's kind of all over the place. It's kind of all over the place. All right. All right. So here's, I want to do it with you so you can feel it.
Okay.
And I want to help you connect. Okay.
Okay.
You don't have to talk over me to have good posture.
Okay.
Good posture is a place of peace. It's a place of knowing where you're going. It's a place of being immovable. Good posture is not a place of proving myself.
Hmm.
Okay? And that's what I'm hearing from you, is you're trying to prove yourself.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yep.
You don't need to prove yourself. Listen, I am very familiar with your company. I have worked with thousands of people, Carrie, inside of your company over the last 15 years.
Yeah.
I have watched people go from nothing to hundreds of thousands of dollars in their very first year. I've watched people like Nicole. Nicole, when she first came to me 15 years ago, girl was flat broke.
Mm-hmm.
Went on to make 20 grand in a month within just a few months with this right here in a class just like this. Okay.
Yes, so I remember.
Model, yeah, that's great. Your business model is a solid business model. The timing for your business model is absolutely perfect. The company you are with is here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
It's one that's been around for what, 40 years now?
It's 30 some odd years, I think.
Close, yeah. So close to 40 years, right?
Yeah.
It's got a solid compensation structure. You do not have anything to prove. The business is solid. The market is ready. You have nothing to prove. So when we're talking over someone, that's the difference, okay? So posture is, I know where I'm at. I know where I'm going. I'm at peace. I'm here for the long haul. This works for whoever decides to make it work for them.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to prove. That's the kind of posture I'm talking about. So what it is flipping the tables, and that the prospect has to prove to me why we should be working together. Okay?
Yes.
So when we're talking over someone, we're trying to prove them versus approve.
Okay.
Okay? All right. So you did awesome in that very first paragraph. The hi, Danny, how's it going? You did great. That was just perfect. I wouldn't change a thing there. Do you have a pen and paper handy? And then, bam, all of a sudden, are you currently working from home? Like, whoa. Okay. No, just, are you currently working from home?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right?
I was still listening.
The difference is, are you currently working from home? I felt like, whoa, like you're like shouting in my ear. You're talking over me. I feel like you're overpowering me. So we're just going to dial it back a little bit and just ask the question. Feel the words. Go ahead.
Okay. So are you currently working from home?
There you go. Perfect.
Okay.
No, I'm not. Keep going.
Okay. So what is it that you do for a living?
Okay, you almost started to talk over me again. What is it that you do for a living? So what is it that you do for a living?
Okay, I'm sorry. Am I confused? Are you asking me or am I asking you?
I'm giving you the example of how the two sound.
Okay.
Okay. What do you do for a living? I'm talking over you. What do you do for a living? I'm talking with you.
Okay. Yes.
Makes
sense? I got
it.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. Keep going through the script. Let me hear you.
Okay. So what do you do for a living?
There you go.
Okay.
That was absolutely perfect. That was absolutely perfect.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely perfect. All right. Okay, here's another thing. You did a good job because I've only been 2 months with my current job as a bookkeeper. But that doesn't mean that you don't want to find out what's going on in my current circumstance, because my current circumstance bears witness on my current needs.
Okay.
Okay. So when you found out I only did that for 2 months, you immediately skipped right over it and then went straight into what my prior employment was. Make sure you come back to what I'm currently doing, because my current circumstances is what's going to make me make a current decision.
Okay.
I already left the appliance center. I already solved the problem with the creeps, right?
Gotcha,
There are problems that I have right now that you have not yet uncovered.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right? All right, cool. I'm going to just keep you right there. Those are the main – that's what's going on that's creating the disconnect between you and your prospect. It's the talking over. Man, posture is – you know you're here for the long haul. Six figures is on its way if it isn't already in your bank account. It's a done deal. It's walk it out as though it is already. Not what it's going to be, as though it is already. That's what faith is. It's living it as though it is already. So if you were already making $500,000 a year, would you be trying to prove something to somebody?
Oh, absolutely not.
Then that's the girl that needs to be on the phone. It's the one who's making $500,000 a year.
Okay.
Who is interviewing to see who you really want to work with. And someone that you know you are going to help find an incredibly blessed opportunity that will build a residual income for the rest of their lives.
Oh, thank you so much. I need
Isn't
a
that such a different of a switch? Yep.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Good job, Carrie. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Next, hold on 1 second. Carrie, if you can put her back and let me pull up my next one. Sorry. Yeah, it's going to be, she said no, never mind. It's going to be Melissa Tennyson. Yeah, Melissa Tennyson, she can press number one. Carrie, are you there? No. Carrie, let me ask
you. Yes, I'm here, Jamie.
Okay. Did you find Melissa Tennyson?
Yes, I'm looking right now.
You can't find her. I'll take Deborah.
And Melissa, if you're on the line, would you
press number one?
I don't see her on the line at all.
Okay. So that was Melissa Tennyson, not on the phone. All right. And then I'll take Deborah Tuttle.
Oh, actually, I do see her now.
You do see her now?
I do see her now, yes. Melissa, your line is open.
Hello, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hi, Danny. I'm sorry. I was pressing 1111 the whole time.
Say what?
I was pressing 1 the whole time. I'm like, I'm here. So I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You sound a bit muffled. Are you on a speakerphone or a headset, or what are you on?
Okay. Can you hear me better? Is that better?
What do you, yeah, a little bit.
I'm on my cell phone.
You're on your cell phone? Okay.
Yeah. And I just turned the speaker off.
Yes. Yeah, you don't ever want to do this on speakerphone.
Okay.
It's the worst quality.
I turned the speaker off, so I'm just talking on my phone.
Okay. So, Melissa, we have 30 warm market dials, 6 hours of work, 6 conversations, 2 presentations. You closed one, which is a 50% closing ratio, which is awesome. Your closing ratio is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I felt
awesome.
Like I did do well this week.
No, that's 1 out of 2 is amazing. It's a 50% closing ratio.
Okay, great. Well, that's good.
So you're a strong closer.
I wasn't being good. In my opinion, I wasn't dialing as much as I
should. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. So let's pay attention to what you're good at. You're a good closer. You're a good closer. So if all we do is change the numbers on the front end, which do you know what I mean by changing the numbers on the front end?
Yes. Increasing my dials.
Right. So if you had 60 dials, you would have had 12 conversations. You would have had 4 presentations, and you would have closed 2 people.
Right. Just discipline. I need to be disciplined.
Say again?
For me, it's discipline. I need to be seriously disciplined. That's actually what Thursday was. It clicked for me, the Thursday call, and so I put it in practice. I wrote down the hours I was gonna work, and I said, that's what I'm working, and I sat down and I did it. Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yep. It's amazing what happens when you focus.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you have the ability to do it. You have the ability to get the results. All it's about is now doing the activity that produces the results. The skill is there. The skill is totally there. Now it's stepping up your commitment and stepping up your professional game of getting it done. All right. So what warm market, you have a 33% show up ratio, which is not bad. You could do this every week and do great. If you kept your numbers exactly the same. But if we want to grow it, then we just need to grow the amount of dials that we're doing. So let me see what I can do to help. Part of the reason why your 33% number for people showing up to presentations is because you're not doing a lot of dials. So it's hard to get good at something when we're only doing it here and there. It's hard to match something when there's not enough velocity and repetition. So we get better at it the more we do it. But if we're only doing it, 6 calls a week, we're having 6 conversations a week, it makes it really challenging to get good at something.
Exactly.
Right? So I feel like, and this actually, I know what organization and company you're part of. This seems to be the habit throughout the entire organization that's on this call anyway. There's about 50 of you on here. And the habit is the dials are just so low that it makes it so hard to get good at it.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
The thing I would be where are you cultivating, Melissa, the contacts from?
I am cultivating them from if it was tier one market for me right now, it is from Facebook name, it is from church directories, and I also go to just basically a lot of it is acquaintances that I haven't spoken to in years, so a lot of Facebook, but mainly it's those two, Facebook and church directories.
Okay. So when you're kind of chatting through your fingertips on the social media places, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the key is to get it from the chatting from the fingertips to chatting on the phone.
Exactly.
Okay. So you understand that to kind of move that along a little quicker. It's just real quick. Hey, what's your number?
You know what I mean? Or you have, a lot of times their phone number's right there.
Yeah, sometimes
they have their phone number on Facebook. Yeah, sometimes it's there. And if it's not, say, hey, what's your number? Let's chat.
Yeah.
Or
just, you know, hey, let me have your number. I'd love to chat with you. I tried that, and it worked.
Yeah. So the key is to get it there. Okay, cool.
But the truth for me has been, go ahead.
Say again, I'm sorry?
Well, I was just going to say, the key for me has been Thursday's call. It's just pick up the phone and call. I feel, you know, I have to say, I feel stupid for saying that, but that's just it. Quit messing around and pick up the phone and call. And what?
You're right.
It changed.
It's awesome. That's awesome. So what you're saying is that your numbers will reflect that more. You've done more dials since Thursday?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, good job. Well, I'm excited to see what the results are going to be from there. So you're on the right track. Increase the dials. Everything else out the back end will increase.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
Yes, I am happy to hear that. Okay, awesome. All right, so I'm gonna keep you on that track of just working on increasing those dials. This is the only thing that you need to focus on because you've kicked out on the other side. Because like I said, it's very hard to get good at something if you're only doing 6 10-minute conversations in a week. It's more painful because it takes you longer to get in the swing of it. So if you're doing 6 hours of work, I mean, we're talking there should be at least 100 dials, more like 150 dials to be done in 6 hours of work.
And for me, I don't know if you noticed, I like to talk. So that was an eye-opener, too, on Thursday when I got off the call. I got on the phone right away. And realize, oh my goodness, I've been on the phone with 2 people in 45 minutes. That's not 29 dials that Danny says you're supposed to do.
That's right. Not only that, but Melissa, you're not honoring the person's time on the other end of the phone.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and not only that, there's no urgency in a 25-minute phone call.
Right.
There's none. So we're not honoring their time and space, and we're not honoring or giving respect to the business and or ourselves when we're spending 25 minutes, 45 minutes on a single phone call. What you're doing at that point is just buttering people up instead of getting to the point. Before
exactly.
You just get to the point, use the darn script.
Exactly.
Use the test market script. Use that test market script. Use the practice script. Just use the warm market script. I mean, there's a zillion of them. Pick one, use it, go for it.
Okay.
Get really good at mastering that script.
Yes, okay.
Okay. All right, awesome. I'm going to leave that right there. Okay.
Okay.
Carrie, let's do this. Melissa, which script did you use with those 30 phone calls?
I use the one on page 30.
Let's go ahead and go for it, and let me see what I can do to help you.
Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Wow, and that practice script brought 2 people to a presentation and closed 1. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ring, ring. Hello.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm so excited, and I wanted to know if you can help me with something.
Okay.
Well, I know you haven't seen us in a while, but my husband and I have been working on moving up to our next promotion in our career. And in order for us to get promoted, I've been really needing to work on a few skills. So I need to practice on a few people, and I was wondering if I can practice on you. Is that possible?
Totally. That's totally possible.
That's awesome. I'm wondering if we can get together on Wednesday at 10 in the morning. That seems to be a really good time for me, and I know that you're home, you know, with your kids at school,
okay.
So I thought that'd be really good.
Okay, 2 things I can help you with right now, right off the bat. First of all, your phone is really muffling, and I can barely hear or understand the words that you're saying. So you might need to get a different phone. Do you have a landline in your house?
I don't.
You don't? Okay. This phone is terrible.
Huh.
Absolutely terrible. I can barely hear. You're going to hear it when you listen to the MP3. You're going to hear what you sound like. Okay, number one. The other thing is, I want to show you what went on here. Here's what you said. First of all, I love the way you entered the phone. You sound so friendly. I just love you. Right out the way. Hey, how's it going? Now, look above. It says, script tip, form your warm contacts. Don't assume you know everything about them.
Okay.
Create urgency and excitement. Be yourself. Be casual. No one likes pushy salespeople. Schedule a time to talk with them so that you can get all the information. Okay? You can get them all the information. Okay. So I would start off that phone call with form. Like, hey, how's it going? What you been up to? How's Bob? How are the kids? Hey, listen, can I get your help with something? Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Then you go into it. I've been working on moving up to the next promotion in my career. And here's the thing. When you call someone and you form them, you might end up finding needs, strengths, interests, and goals that you then just use page 38. Which is, you know, I couldn't help but notice that you were saying da-da-da, let's get together. It may or may not work for you. You know what I mean? It's that script. It's on page 38 that you've seen me do at First Step for Success.
Okay.
So form is powerful, but here's what I watched happen here. You made this invitation about you.
And
let me show you where you gave it away. You said, how does 10 o'clock on Thursday work, or whatever day you said, that really would work best for me. It's not about you.
Right.
So you kept steering the conversation towards you. It's not about you.
Right.
You'll hear it when you listen to the MP3. So let me give you an example, okay, real quick, about what this would look like. I'm going to prospect you. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
How's it going?
Oh, hey, I'm fine. Thanks. How are you?
I'm good. This is Danny, just in case you're wondering.
I thought it was you, Danny.
So, what's you been up to?
Oh, you know, I'm just homeschooling my boys and kind of busy with that, swimming practice, the whole nine yards. Just keeping busy with that. What have you been up to?
What are the ages and what grades are the boys in now?
Well, let's see. Micah's 9 and William is 14. So huge gap. So they both keep me super busy.
Right. So, but what grade did you say they're in? Because you're homeschooling them?
Well, they're about 4th grade and William's going into 9th grade. So that's a little stressful right now.
Yeah. How so?
Well, just planning it's very important next year as a 9th grader to plan the correct curriculum. And, you know, as a homeschool mom, just want to make sure I'm doing the right thing for him, the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How's your husband doing?
He's doing really well. Things are going really well there. He's working from home now, and so we're all just one happy family homeschool, you know, all day long.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? You guys aren't driving each other crazy?
We aren't, actually. He's pretty focused as a software developer, so he's got his head in the computer all day long, and he comes down for his meals.
That's awesome. So how long has he been a software developer?
Oh, like probably 20 years. 20 years, yeah.
Do you know what projects he's working on?
He's working on, right now he's working on a kind of an oil and gas project, keeping him pretty busy.
Wow. So do you guys get to get out and, like, get out of the house and go do some fun stuff?
Well, for me, the fun thing is he now, since he's working from home, he takes them to swim practice, and so I get to stay home while they're gone at swim practice and kind of organize myself and make dinner and plan. Like, they get out of my hair, so I can do what I need to do.
That's awesome.
Walk the dog, stay in my head.
Oh, take a shower.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, how long have you been homeschooling?
Oh, about, gosh, it's been about 6 years now.
What do you like about it?
You know, I love the time that I get to pour into my children, and I get to do it. And I love the fact that, especially now that their dad's home, that they get to experience more of him. Because with my boys, I want them to be like their dad, so that's why I love it.
Mm-hmm. That's really awesome. Hey, Melissa, can I get your help with something?
Sure.
I've been working on moving up to the next promotion in my career. And in order for me to get promoted, I have to work on a few key skill sets. So I need to practice on a few people, and I was wondering if I could practice on you.
Yeah, I would love that. That'd be fun. It sounds fun to me.
Well, you were just saying how you love to pour into your boys, and that you love how your husband is able to pour into the boys, and that you also love to have some time to yourself to organize yourself and, you know, walk the dog and you know, do all the things that you want to do. So right when you were saying that, I was just wondering if you would be willing to help me out by pouring into me and helping me to see some things that maybe I can improve so that I can get the skill set to move myself ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, I would love to do that. If I can help you, I would love that. Yeah.
Okay. What is your schedule like over the next 24 to 48 hours?
Well, like I said, as soon as the boys leave for swim practice, I'm pretty much free after 3 o'clock, 3:15.
Okay. So does 3:15 tomorrow work for you?
Definitely. Yeah, come on over.
All right, so I'll do that. I'll come over at 3:15 tomorrow, and I'm really grateful that you're willing to do that for me.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, can't wait to see you then. I'll be there tomorrow.
Thank you.
3:15.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Boom. Melissa, that was 4 minutes.
Wow.
And I have an appointment.
And you made me feel important.
There you go. There you go. And how did I make you feel important?
Well, you were talking, you took my words, which was the way I like to pour, you know, into the boys, my husband pouring into the boys, and you all of a sudden saw me as somebody important that could pour into you by helping you reach the skill level that you want.
Yep. Yep.
I like the way you picked up on that.
Yes. All I did was form you. I wrote down what was important to you, and I utilized that information to make a connection, to connect to an appointment with what you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a skill I need. Be a better listener.
That's 4 minutes. Well, it's listening with the intention of what you're looking for, right?
Right.
So strengths, interests, goals, and needs. Right? Pay attention to that inside of six figures and 6 months. Pay attention to that inside of magnetic influence. Really hone in on that. Because if you hone in on that, then it makes it easy to get that appointment. Because it's all about them, right? And so when I would meet with you, now when I go to meet with you, it'd be, you know what? Yesterday you were telling me how you love to pour into your boys. Is it just your boys, or do you have a tendency of wanting to pour into other people?
Well, I am a red, so I tend to be selfish with my family time. And so, I mean, I do like to listen to people, and I tend to want to help them. So I guess, you know, if you're going to ask me to, if you're going to ask me to help you that way, then I will. Yes.
Okay. So what I would do is I would lead with what you said into my presentation. And I would form you more before I went into my presentation. I'd take like 3 minutes to form some more. And I would say, you know, something that you said yesterday really stood out to me. And you were saying how much you liked what you liked about homeschooling was pouring into the boys, and you like how the husband is pouring into the boys. But you also like the freedom that you get when he takes them away. So I have a question for you. When you said you like pouring into the boys, I would ask the question I just did, right? So is that just your boys, or do you have a tendency of pouring into others as well? So, you know, you just gave me the answer. Well, yeah, I'm pretty selfish with my family, so I don't know. So I would say, what did you do before you were homeschooling the boys? So I would take, again, 3-4 minutes more to form you more, to find out more and find the strengths, interests, goals, and needs. And then that's what I would customize my presentation around.
Okay. That's good.
So, yeah. So, yeah, that's what I would do. I'm going to leave it right there. Okay? Because we're out of time.
Okay.
All right, girl. I'm so excited that you know that, A, you've got hours that you can do this. B, you also know that you can have a five-minute conversation. I just had a five-minute conversation and got your phone number.
Yeah.
I mean, I just got an appointment, not your phone number. I had a four-minute conversation with an appointment set.
And you found out about what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Informed
yes,
me.
Yes, I did. Made you feel good. Important. Found the thing that was important to you and led what was important to you to having an appointment with you.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. All right,
thank
Carrie.
You.
Yes, Carrie put her back in. Melissa, thank you so much for your time. Great job.
Thank you.
And I'm really most proud of you for increasing your dials and getting serious about the business that you have. All right, well, guys, today was a rich day, and this is what we're going to do. Your homework assignment, when it shows up, is going to have what we call a list of sprouts. What are those? I want you to focus on three things that you are seeing progress in, okay? It's not three results, but it could be a result if you're getting a result. But there are three things. Like in this case with Melissa, she has increased her dial. Same with Lane Hamilton, increased my dials. That is a huge breakthrough, huge. What a sprout is it's evidence of what is to come, okay? So it's proof that you're heading in the right direction. You're breaking free from the old bad habits that do not serve you, that are not helping you get to your goal, and you're moving towards the activities that will produce the results that you're after. So in this next homework assignment, yes, you're still going to give me your dials and all that main template, but what we also want to see is I want you to daily be tracking what it is that you're doing that is moving you forward, all right? The activity that you're doing. In the case of Melissa, I've increased my dials. I'm dialing more people. That is important. Some of you, I'm sticking to a script. That for those of you, is important, meaning if you weren't sticking to a script before and you're all over the place, then sticking to the script is what's important. Connecting. Remember the very beginning of this call with Noi? Such a great call with her. In making that connection, feeling one with the script, mean the words that you are saying versus sounding like a robot. If you sound like a robot, you are replaceable. And you, my friend, are irreplaceable. So don't try to be a robot. Be yourself. Feel the words. All right, that's it for me now. I'll be talking to you guys next Thursday. I'll be seeing many of you here at First Steps to Success this weekend in Washington, D.C. Pray for us, please. This is a city that is all kinds of craziness, murder, corruption, fighting, continuously contention, strife. Please pray for us as we're here this weekend in this particular city, the city that, you know, makes laws that change the world and decide to shut down because they're having temper tantrums, whatever. Anyway, please keep us in your prayers if you do pray. Pray for our families. Pray for all the clients who are attending this weekend. Please pray for everyone's travel, their safety. Please pray for everybody's health. Please pray that our team works together like a team and that they're impenetrable. Please pray for all of our volunteers who selflessly give to the clients for these three solid days, actually 4 days with our day of prep. And just a lot of things to pray for. We always are keeping you in our prayers as well, but I'm just asking that you pray for us as well. All right, so that's it for me. Let's open up the lines. Goodbye. God bless.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks, Danny.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.